It's Suns Timberwolves in the first round of the Western Conference playoffs. Game one this Saturday from Minneapolis. Pre-game at 11:30, 12:30 tip. Listen to every Suns playoff game on Arizona Sports 98.7 and the Arizona Sports app.
3 o'clock hour of the Burns and Gimbo show here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader on this Friday. Exciting times around the Phoenix Suns and Phoenix Mercury organization. Playoffs start tomorrow for the Suns, 12:30 tip time in game one against the Timberwolves.
Let's go.
And then, of course, the Phoenix Mercury opened their season in less than a month. They just had the WNBA draft a couple of days ago. They unveiled these sweet new jerseys that Devin Booker was like, oh, yeah, I like those a lot. And joining us right now to kind of get a temperature check, not only of the Mercury, but of the Suns as well, as they get ready to take on the Timberwolves tomorrow. The president and CEO of the Suns and the Mercury, Josh Bartelstein, who joins us here on the Burns and Gambo show. Josh, welcome, man. How are we doing today?
I'm doing great out here in Minnesota right now. Excited for tip-off tomorrow. And as you said, there's a lot of exciting things happening at both the Mercury and Suns. Thanks for having me.
Did you ever have that one-on-one game with Ishbia to see if you could beat him?
We're both getting ourselves in shape. Now, we opened this new headquarters last week. We have an awesome basketball court, so now we have no excuse. But I think once we're both ready this summer, we'll have you guys come out and you can do a live show while we play.
I think you do it the way like Rocky fought Apollo in which one was that? Where they fought
Rocky
the third
fought
time?
Apollo at the end of Rocky III.
At the end of Rocky III,
they had the fight. Yeah.
Nobody saw it. Nobody watches. One on one, doing it at like 2 o'clock in the morning at the new facility. Nobody will see it. All right, let's. Are you in?
Absolutely. Next time he's on, you guys will ask him how he wants it done. Whatever he wants, I'm in.
All right, I'm taking a look at these Diana Taurasi and Brittany Griner, the new uniforms. These are pretty remarkable. You guys, the Mercury and Nike, have unveiled the new Rebel Edition uniforms. They look pretty sweet. Tell me a little bit about how this all came together.
Yeah, we're excited about them. You know, we have such an awesome team with the Mercury. Like, if you guys ask me, you know, I've been here for over a year. One of the things I'm most excited about and impressed by is just how our team runs the Mercury, and led by the president, Vince Kozar, our graphics team, our design team, just the care, attention to detail, and the love they have for that team is why it's so good. So we're really excited for the Rebel uniform. We're also the first team ever, believe it or not, to have a matching court for it. So now next season, which is around the corner when we wear those uniforms, you'll have a really dynamic court that will see it as well. And I think it just goes to show how dynamic the brand is, how vibrant it is. It was massive all over social media yesterday. A lot of text from people asking me for a jersey, and I said, absolutely, go to our new team store, and you can buy one there.
That's right.
You want a freebie? No. There's the team. Right, exactly. I was especially struck by the video of Devin Booker seeing him for the first time and how he kind of referenced the Valley jerseys of a couple of years ago, which were just so insanely popular, and that obviously struck a nerve with the marketplace, and obviously – it would seem like you guys are going for the same nerve with this because it's kind of the same look. It's kind of got those same vibes. Those were just crazy popular, and it's pretty obvious, pretty safe to say that's kind of what you're going for with this, to harken back to those Suns Valley jerseys?
Yeah. No, I was in Detroit then. I remember seeing all over the demand for them and just how much they pop. And I think it's on the authenticity of it. Or, yeah, there's obviously they resemble those, but I'm putting them in their own Mercury way. So it's authentic to the Mercury and what they're doing, and that's why the court will be impactful too, because it'll be a truly new court than the ones that we're seeing. So yes, I think absolutely, but the Mercury always do things their own way, and that's why they're such an awesome brand.
All right, so fans can purchase the new Rebel Edition jerseys online at shop.phoenixmercury.com and at the Player 15 Group Business Headquarters at 475 East Lincoln Street in downtown Phoenix. And there will be a Rebel Edition merchandise collection that's also going to be available at the team shop at the Footprint Center. Tell me about the merchandise collection, because it's not just the jerseys, right?
Yeah, you're going to see all different types of merch there. And everyone should come check out our new building. We opened it 2 weeks ago at the Player 15 Group Headquarters, where Suns Business, Mercury Business, our new G League team, and the Mercury Press will open there in July. And we have a team store within there. But to kind of show the gravity of what we're building, it's a great, great space. So, again, you guys are welcome. We're going to get you to do a live show from there so you can come see it, take it all in. But there's a ton of good merch, Mercury-themed and the Rebel Edition as well.
We want to ask you about the Suns here in a minute, obviously, because you're in Minnesota. But when it comes to the building, how transformative is a building like that to both organizations? And so I know that the introduction of the building was a couple of weeks ago, but what does that mean for both of these organizations to have this headquarters like that?
It's awesome, guys. I didn't fully understand the impact of it. Now being there 2 weeks, and I'll give Matt credit, because when we talked about this when I first started, you know, I was kind of saying, well, you know, we can just, you know, renovate within footprint, it'll all be great. And he goes, no, we can never achieve what we want to achieve being in this building. We need more space. We need to be able to be open and collaborative and have people be able to walk around, create team building, and have a basketball court, a pickleball court, have food offerings, like a true campus. That's what he built in Pontiac, Michigan, at UWM. And he was spot on, because the vision of what he wanted is what we achieved. And to see, like, just people that are having lunch here, they haven't seen, and they would never see each other ever in that building because of how packed in we are. So our whole point is collaboration, teamwork, getting up from your desk and going to see someone, not hiding behind email or phone. And that's what it's doing. In just 2 short weeks, we have people having three-point contests. We had a company three-point contest today, 25 shots. The leader only hit 16. So as a group, we got to work on our shot a little more around the organization.
What'd you get? How many did you get? How many did you hit?
I'm in Minnesota. I'll do it when I get back and let you guys know. But okay. I promise you, it'll be more than 16.
Okay.
But everyone has just been really happy about it. And it's just great vibes and really good energy. And it helps split off everything we're doing in Phoenix.
Josh, I want to ask you one more question, if I could. And that is, and I understand she was drafted by another organization, but Caitlin Clark is an insanely popular figure within the world of sports right now. How do you think a presence like that kind of lifts all boats when it comes to women's basketball and the WNBA and the product in general?
Yeah, look, I think just women's sports in general is exploding. The cool part for me is getting to see with Diana Taurasi and Brittany Griner here locally and already having, you know, two superstars, and then the players you've added and Sophie. So it's awesome. You know, I grew up with three younger sisters, so a lot of my childhood was going to watch them play sports, and I'm all in for it. So it's the sponsorship, the ticketing, the numbers you are seeing are astronomical, the viewership. But I think it's not just a moment in time. Some people ask, like, is this it? And then in a year or two, we're going to say, oh, there was this burst. No, we're only just starting. And I think you're going to see continued growth in sports and women's sports. And we want to lead it. And I think that's what's exciting about this, is whether it was the past deal we announced this week with Partake, getting WNBA All-Star here in July, the new Mercury facility, all these things we're doing. To have something grow, you got to care about it and invest in it. And we're trying to invest in it and show we care. And then you're going to see the results tenfold. And that's what you're seeing with the Mercury and women's sports globally as well.
The goat against the rook. I think everybody's looking forward to that when she finally comes here to play in Phoenix. Leave me with this, because we read also about the Mercury and Cleveland Avenue announcing this revolutionary rotating badge partnership. Tell me about that.
Yeah, it's awesome. So Cleveland Avenue is a VC firm that we work closely with, and we announced this large partnership 2 weeks ago. And you're going to have assets at Suns games and Mercury games. Things like, you know, when Gambo comes and visit me in the suite, it's going to know what type of artificial intelligence will welcome into the suite and say, Gambo, what type of cocktail would you like? And it will bring his cocktail in on a robot right to him, which sounds a little crazy, but we care a lot about fan experience. So we're investing in fan experience with this new technology.
Damn.
And
wow.
Cleveland Avenue has that. So that's kind of part one.
So it'll know if I want an iced tea, it'll know I want an iced tea and it'll bring it to me?
It's going to know. Once you've been there a couple of times, we're going to program it. You'll see next year you'll come. You have a robot bringing you a nice iced tea as soon as you walk in, and life will be good. So we'll have that for you. And then as we were talking to them, a lot of their investments are on women and diversity. And we started talking about the Mercury and all the things we were doing, and it said we have to be part of that. So we announced a couple of days ago this partnership with Partake, which is one of their companies that's around food allergenic cookies. So many people struggle with allergies, and Partake cookies eliminate that problem. And it's with this amazing, amazing woman named Denise Woodard, who has an awesome story. She literally started this company because her daughter was allergic to food. And she started out of her garage, driving all the cookies in the backseat of her car, driving and selling them. And has grown significantly, but she's got all the right things. And I think one thing that Matt and I have really focused on is it's not transactional relationships. It's about true relationships that are based on who the people are. And Denise was so special. So we announced a couple of days ago the rotating badge, where every year we'll rotate who's on the Mercury badge. They'll all be Cleveland Avenue companies that focus on that diversity in women. And this is kind of year one. And it was a huge announcement, an awesome deal, and we'll keep building on it.
All right. Well, Josh, good stuff. Please make sure you come home from Minnesota this week with at least a split. You see if you can do that for us, at least a split. What do you think?
I'm excited. There's nothing like playoff basketball. We had a good practice today. The guys are ready. And one more sleep, and then the ball goes up.
Yeah, looking forward to that. All right, Josh, we appreciate the time. As always, best of luck. We'll talk soon, okay?
Thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.